Okay, we got it. Okay, good. The Faith Balance 2022. I guess the theme of the balance would be the authentic faith journey, because we have really been on a tremendous journey into the place of authentic faith. And please keep in mind what I just said in all sincerity. I wasn't just trying to buy time, but it's true. We have landed people into the accepted time. We really have. We've been, because of the fact that the Lord has educated us on the fellowship with the Father yet again, we've entered into the accepted time, and the day of now is the day of salvation. It's right now for us. We don't have to wait any longer because that's where he brought us to. Part one of this balance is called the stirring of the revelation of the post begins. As I went back, there are roughly, I think there are roughly 60, 63 messages that were taught on faith.
Wow.
63 messages on faith, my goodness. I could barely get through the first four, and I've already got parts one and two of the balance. So the balance is going to run through today. I'm going to take over more group on next week. Wednesday, Thursday will be balance days, and back into next Sunday. If I finish by next Sunday, I'll be amazed, but I don't want you to miss it because it is truly going to balance you in the understanding of this series all at one time. It's just going to, I mean, calibrate you. It's going to establish you. It is going to do exactly what he said. It's going to balance. It's going to bring balance. So, part one, the stirring of the revelation of the post began. It actually began right here. I didn't know it at the time, obviously, because I'm just going with what he's putting out there for us. But you see the whole thing unfold, unplanned, but my goodness, it's amazing.
Amen.
In part one, in the first message of the balance, he had started us off with wanting to for us to understand that we're righteous. It picked up in Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. It says, "What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Right off the bat, I looked at it. When I looked over it again, I saw where he was nullifying it and really just getting rid of us. To come into a place of authentic faith, he was starting off, I mean, he started off with a haymaker, talking about, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." So first we need to note that when we believe, which we learn, we gain faith in this rhema, it justifies us. This faith is now counted, which means imputes. It causes one to pass, to pass to one's account. It's equivalent. It's righteousness. So as Jesus is pouring this rhema and we're sitting there believing in the word that he's giving us, this faith that's taken place, this wonderful start of faith, automatically connects us into a place of righteousness. It automatically gives us an acquittal of our sins. It causes us to really for sin to just absolutely not count the things in which we've done because of the fact that we're hearing rhema and we're there. It is really a covering. It's the beginning and the establishing of our faith, and it's creating the realm of righteousness right there. And that's how the Lord started us in this series. In Romans 1:17, it says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, or I'd like to say from rhema to rhema, the righteousness of God is revealed. Because remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So it's from rhema to rhema that we are counted as being righteous in God's eyes. As it is written, now it talks about here, the just shall live by faith. Now, if that didn't take the meaning that we know it to be now in the beginning, but God is setting us up already for the revelation of the post that's going to come much later in the series.
Amen.
But he's already starting to dig away at the fact that it has nothing to do with you. Faith has nothing to do with you personally. And so now, so first we know again that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. It's in this hearing of rhema that faith and righteousness are developed. As I said, every time we get rhema, we get faith, and righteousness is added. The math is simple. The rhema reveals the right way of doing things. It's not that difficult to understand. When we hear and believe, it is counted as true faith. That faith is counted as righteousness as well. Righteousness is revealed from faith to faith, or as I said, from rhema to rhema. Then we started digging into the understanding of faith. Faith meant or means the conviction of the truth of anything. It means belief. It means the conviction that God, look at this, I didn't see this before, but understanding what we know now, the conviction that God, and anytime we see capital G-O-D, it's pointing to the Father. It's the conviction that the Father exists and is the creator and ruler of all things. Faith, you end up in the conviction of the Father. That's what faith is. How amazing is that? We didn't know it like this in the beginning, but God was already sending breadcrumbs to the fact that he's going to reveal himself, or Christ is going to reveal the Father. And that is where the ending of our faith is. It's at the revelation of the Father.
Yeah.
That is the end of our faith. That's where salvation comes in. Remember, Jesus said it like this. He said, listen, this is eternal life, that they know you, the one true God. That's where salvation really settles in. That's where the Father comes in. And so now, even in the definition alone, we're getting led to this thing, this wonderful climax, this wonderful rhema of the Father at the meeting with him at the post. So the conviction that God exists, and it is the creator and ruler of all things. So when we got into a segment where, still this is in the first message here, believe it or not, when we understand we are righteous in his eyes, we will ask in faith. And we had a part there where God began to let us know that, listen, you guys are coming into this place and you need to have a consciousness of the fact that because you're in the rhema word, you're in a place of righteousness because you're believing on the rhema word. You're in a place where you're already counted as righteous. And he wanted us to get an understanding of that so we could begin to ask in what he was building the case of being authentic faith. It says here, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. This is in James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. And upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth, this is really going to get good to you in a minute, is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed, if you remember that. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now you can see him here getting ready or getting us in line. This whole thing carries over. You're going to see it throughout the balance. This whole thing is a buildup to the post experience that we come out of the place of being double-minded because we step into the authenticity of what faith would be, which Amen. Is the temperament of the Lord.
Amen.
So he's going to get us, he's already setting us up and he's making us hungry so we don't be that person that's tossed. And that person that has a double-minded. Remember, the word tossed means this. of persons whose mind wavers in uncertainty. You kind of hover between hope and fear. That's being tossed between doing and not doing a thing. This was early. This is right out the gate. He hits us really hard. Because when I read toss meant uncertainty, that place of being in hope one moment and fear in the next, man, I needed to know, I wanted to dig deeper to find out how in the world can I come out of that place? Because I don't like living in it. I didn't realize I was tossed. You can't have hope one minute and fear the next, because that does not constitute faith. That's not authentic faith. And so now he hits us hard and tells us here, listen, I want to take you guys from out of that place of being tossed. And then we kind of understand a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But that place of being tossed, double-minded, yeah, we get an understanding of that. But look here, it says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of, we understood, man, geez, if I'm tossed, I can't even ask because I'm being tossed. And there's no way I've tried in the past, and we've talked about this early, I tried in the past to stand up to things and be strong in faith. But man, it didn't work. There was hope and fear was, for me now, was constantly between hope and fear of things that I needed God to do. I needed to get rid of this being tossed. So he's laying some groundwork early in the series. We don't want to be tossed anymore. I don't want to be in the place of uncertainty between hope and fear. I don't want to even be, and we found this out, in a place between doing the word I heard and not doing what I've been hearing. That's also being tossed. So he's readying our minds early in this series to get this rhema on the post where we would exchange temperaments. So here's your note from back then. When we imbibe the truth that faith, that the faith the Lord is giving us has made us right in his eyes, we will no longer be tossed in the residue of doubt. That's the early note, but obviously it goes deeper. We will no longer measure whether or not righteousness is enough for God to release his relief and aid. So here's a new note. The Lord was preparing us to come into the realm of authentic faith. He was stirring our souls early for the rhema about the post of his doors. And we began to see this in the first two messages in this faith series. Then we got to this part here that we can't be like those foolish Galatians. Again, he's going to really create a hunger for us to come out of this. It says here in Galatians 3, 1 through 10, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham? And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So now, the Lord's giving us a hunger to come out of self. He's starting to pour in us a hunger that we wouldn't do anything of self, because we realize anything that's of self now, I'm now accountable for walking in the entirety of the law in order to try to fulfill righteousness. And so the Lord is still digging in us and letting us know, it's not by anything that has self-effort that's connected to it that will ever be constituted, being constituted as authentic faith. Here in the note, Peter got caught up in the customs of the Jews and stopped eating and fellowshipping with the Gentiles. This began to spread, and it was now spreading to the Galatians, and now they are entering back. What they were doing was going back under the law, and that's where God is trying to get us to become consistent. He's pouring it on us early, that we don't go back and forth, self, one moment self, next minute rhema, one moment self, next minute rhema, and he's getting a hunger in us to become consistent. So now the Galatians were entering back under the law, not the liberty that they had come to know by faith. They were in danger of losing God's relief and aid. We just came out of the love series, and so that's still prevalent here. Mm-hmm. And that came by their faith, which was their righteousness. In verse 8, Paul said that the gospel was preached by God to Abraham, which simply put was this: all nations would be blessed in him. When we're anchored, when we find that position in faith, we are in the blessing of Abraham. I know that's hard to believe, but I don't know about you, but this was getting me hungry to really step into an authentic realm of faith. If that's where the blessing of Abraham was, we are in the true love of our God. Don't leave the rhema word was the note for anything. Don't forfeit the blessing of Abraham. And then he starts to hammer us right off the bat, still out the gate. I believe this is in the second message of the series. He begins to reveal the necessity of being in his faith. In Hebrews 11 and 1, he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's the now truth that we are under that becomes the substance of things we've been hoping for. It's here that we can ask and receive freely. The now truth gives us a position. Look at that. He's already revealing position to unlock the power of God. There's a position that he's going to reveal to us. And he started this. This was months before the post experience. So the now truth gives us position to unlock the power of God on our behalf. You don't need faith in God's resources. You just need faith to receive what you're hoping for. Your now faith doesn't have boundaries in what it's able to do. It doesn't matter what the rhema is that you're under is, it can produce what you're hoping for. So what he was saying to us is the word doesn't have to match circumstance verbatim. As long as you're staying in the now, you're in position. It's positioning you. As long as faith is found from the now, ask in faith, knowing your position in his righteousness, and you will receive it.
Amen.
Is another area, Hebrews 11 and 3. It says here, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And this was a big hit for us here. And it says here, the worlds were framed. It means to complete thoroughly, repair, or to mend what has been broken or rent. If we can touch this place of faith, get this authentic place of faith, we could repair things. We learned a long time ago that we could repair our worlds. And we can in this place of authentic faith that he's building us into. He's taking us on a journey from the very beginning. He's building it. My goodness. These scriptures were a cure-all for me for a while until we kept digging in this series. And these scriptures, they came into full light and the full meaning later on as we continue in the series. As he really, I'm telling you, I saw this. God took us from a surface understanding of these scriptures into the depth of truth on how they really connect and really work. Somebody say amen if you understand that.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
So the worlds were framed, they're completed thoroughly, they're repaired, they're mended. So what has been broken or rent, it means to repair, to equip, put in order, arrange, or adjust. So remember, in the Bible says in Genesis 1 and 2 that the earth was without form and void, which meant to be empty, indistinguishable, in ruin. When God spoke the word over the earth, he equipped it with all of the that was needed for all of creation. So now, if we can find this place of faith, everything is already here. Everything is already, it's already equipped for success in our lives and salvation. It's already here when God spoke. He took away the emptiness and the indistinguishable part of it, the earth that was still in ruin. God had filled it with all when he spoke the word. So now it was equipped. So all creation is already here in the realm of authentic faith. The power of creation is right here. So all that we see that was made by faith, it was all made by faith, not by what appears. And this was the note. It was really powerful. Meaning, don't ever get it twisted. The tools we see that are used for building really shouldn't be credited for what is being built. All the resources and elements to build, tools that build buildings, were all made by the word of faith. What am I saying? I'm saying that everything that is going to appear in your life and mine will appear from the unseen realm of faith. And the note says, in God's love, which will produce relief and aid and endowments of all kinds. Our disconnect is to stop believing that the world has any credit in any creation. Know this, in John 1 and 3, it says, all things were made by him. Now he's really, really starting to get our attention. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In Colossians 1, 16 and 17, it says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. So now this is getting us hungry to tap in to his faith, to becoming, walking in his faith. Everything was done by him. All of it was done by him. And he is before all things, it rounds out and says. And by him, and this is the key, and by him, all things consist.
Amen.
So now we've got to come out. We're learning. We've got to come out of what we feel is faith and come into where he is, into the realm of his faith, because it's by him that all things consist. It's going to be by him. My goodness, he's getting us ready for the revelation of the post. The faith he's giving you that is anchored in his righteousness has the power to repair your world. This is that note from back then. The faith that he's giving you that is anchored in his righteousness has the power to repair your world. It has the power to perfect it, and it will perfect it.
Amen.
This is the faith that the just shall live by.
Amen.
The note said, this is all the way back then. It says it's time to truly operate in the faith he has given us. It's time to fully function in it and watch his love do what eternity is already holding for us.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's really pouring in and starting off out the gate. When I started looking at these notes again, he's letting us know, listen, you're about to come into this place of understanding what authentic faith is. And as I was reading, I'm like, my goodness, you were really building a case. There's a journey that you're taking us on. Each message leads to the next stepping stone. And it's leading us right. Listen, it's so powerful as it unwinds to us. It what it's doing is revealing, it's taking us right to the Father. We're coming out of ourselves instantly. He's out, man. He's on us about coming out of what we felt was faith. And he's talking to us about an authenticity, the faith that he's giving. It's anchored in his righteousness. This is the faith that has the power to repair your world. Powerful stuff right there. So this truth came from the third. That truth right there came out of the third message. All of that was from the first three messages of the series. And I think it's really, 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 really important for us to see the buildup that he has going on. It's a buildup because God doesn't want us to ever lose what he's joined together. I thought about something that was really powerful. I'm just going to take a side note for a second. How blessed we are to come into the knowledge of the Father, receiving the end of our faith here in the knowledge of the Father. I thought about something very simple, and I don't know the entire prayer, but I thought about something. And when the revelation came to us that the end of our faith is fellowship with the Father, it's equivalent to salvation of our souls. And I thought about something. Jesus said, this is how men ought to pray. And this was really powerful to me. It says, he said, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then it talks about forgiving us of our trespasses. And then at the end, it says, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. When I thought about that, it made me really, really, really bless Jesus real strong because he led me to our Father, wow, who art in heaven. He built me and built you throughout this series to come to know the God, the Father of all lights, to understand where all power is coming from, to understand him in fellowship and to include him. He brought us to this place of authenticity. That our faith is in the Father and the Son. My faith is in the fact that Jesus will lead us like he did in the beginning of this series. He will lead us to where the Father is. And then Jesus himself will reveal the Father. And power will be poured out over our lives. I just got all geeked up. I was like, my goodness, you had a plan in this thing. Part two talks about the true dying of our own faith begins. In the book of Deuteronomy, it says here, it started out like this. It says, for the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. The word portion means inheritance. Now, faith is how God will extract his inheritance. He starts teaching us here. The word faith means persuasion. Truthfulness of God, reliance upon Christ for salvation, the system of religious gospel, truth itself, the conviction. Listen to this last definition. The conviction that God exists and is the creator and ruler of all things. We heard it before, but man, it sticks out even more now. The conviction that God exists. Yeah, that's faith. So these are some of the definitions of faith that all point to being convicted of the truth of God, our Father. Faith is basically being convinced of the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is the note from back then, people. This isn't a new note. They all point to being convicted of the truth of God, our Father. Faith is basically being convinced of the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Can you imagine? The Father desires just one thing of us, and that is for us to be convicted that he is the truth and all else is a lie. It says in Romans 3:3-4, it says, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. He let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. You see that? God just wants one thing. He wants authentic faith. If God gets authentic faith, God is also receiving his inheritance. His portion is you. You coming into the place, the same position that his son walked in. The knowledge of who he is. That gets him his inheritance. That brings, you want to praise God? Step into the realm of authentic faith. That will give a laudation that nothing you do in church or in a service or playing on an instrument could ever give God. It would never give him greater praise than that. He receives his portion when you step into the truth of who he is. And the only way you can do that is through Jesus. He wants faith and truth found in the inward parts. We learn this here. It says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity. and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. The hidden parts, he starts to really dig into us again. He's trying to get into those hidden recesses. He wants truth in the inward. He's saying, no, I got to get, there's parts of you that are not fully connected in faith, though you think they are. This is why he started building this case. He's like, I'm about to take the hidden recesses where faith does not really exist. I'm about to expose that. And truth is heading in there. I'm going to let you know about the post of my doors. I'm going to let you know that, man, this whole buildup was to get rid of hidden recesses. So truth would be everywhere in us. And the only way that can happen is by making an exchange, by putting on the temperament of our Lord. Truth then would lie and be found in the hidden parts. So when faith, which is truth, is found in the inward parts, which is the hidden recesses, there's a true disconnect from how we were processed into this world system. We get disconnected there. We get delivered from how we were shaped by the enemy. This is the faith that pleases him. This is the faith from which God gets his inheritance. You see how he was digging in us? All this time we've been in this revelation and discussion about the post and coming to the post of his doors and then discovering fellowship with the Father and the Son. He was completing this realm of authentic faith.
Wow. So good.
All this time, God, he began digging and digging. This faith series was like nothing I've ever taught on faith before. Never seen it like this. Never understood it like this. Never realized it like this. But my goodness, the grace of God, the influence that he has placed upon our hearts, the divine influence he's given us concerning this is phenomenal. And when you're in it, my goodness, every part, your eye is single. Your whole body is illuminating with light. Every part of you is seeing God for who he is when you're truly in this authentic place of faith that he's caused us to discover over the series. It's amazing. Every fiber of your being is saying amen. There is no being tossed between hope and fear when you're in it and you're at the post. He has really established a position. He's established the accepted time. He's established what he's really established in us is Kairos itself. He's brought us into due season by this word. So he builds us up. Because in Hebrews 11:6, he says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The word please means to gratify entirely. Gratify means give pleasure, to make someone feel good. And I remember this went off in this particular message, or to thrill, to give someone a buzz. When I'm in a place of authentic faith, God has a buzz. My goodness, get up out of here. It means a feeling of euphoria, which means intense excitement or happiness. We learned this, that my goodness, if I can be established in this real realm of faith, God will have a euphoria concerning me. He'll have intense excitement and happiness. This is God's inheritance. Because we read it up here. We saw it in the beginning. Right here, it says here, Deuteronomy, for the Lord's portion is his people. When you're giving God euphoria, he's receiving his portion. This is what he wanted. And the only way we can do that is by the revelation he's given us in walking in authentic faith. Can you imagine giving the Father a buzz? Can you imagine the Father having a thrill over you, over me? Of course he does, because he sent his Son to do just this, to make us all like him. That's what family's all about, and that's what the Father wants to see. He's the Father of all righteous. He wants to see you moving in the fullness of righteousness through faith. And that gives him intense excitement. I know how I feel as a father, and I know I noted this. I get so proud when my children overcome something. I get so proud. Elizabeth took this grueling test to become a licensed insurance agent. I believe she went in 3 times and didn't give up. Dude, I had euphoria. I had intense excitement when she came out of that testing for the last time and passed it. If I had the world, I would have gave it to her. That's what our faith does to the Father. Can somebody say amen if you're still with me?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Man.
So come on, man. He was building us up so we could come into a position where we could really gratify him. For without faith, that's bigger than what people think. Without faith, man, I know the problem here. Because most of the body doesn't move in authentic faith. They try to hold on to believing a scripture or two. And that's not faith. Sorry to say. But we have the ingredients. We have the understanding that he was building us from the beginning up to now. He was preparing us to step into this. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful buildup. So now, can you imagine giving God this type of pleasure, making him feel good? Can you imagine thrilling the God of all creation? This is the note back then. The God of all creation, to the point he's buzzing and feeling intense excitement. Well, this is absolutely his inheritance. This is how he is truly blessed. When he imparts his faith and sees you walking in it without turning back. He was continuing in the unveiling of the post here. He was giving us all a strong desire to live by his faith. Hebrews 10:38 says it like this. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. God was getting us excited to becoming this becoming a faith life.
Yes.
He was pouring in and our lives were meant to change forever. That no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, the formula of authentic faith is in you, and you know you won't draw back from it. You won't draw back from it. Oh, glory be to God. No matter what you're going through, I'm telling you, God wants you in this position, and it's why he was building us early in the series, and you're going to see more and more and more and more. Yet it was all a buildup to bringing us unto the Father and bringing us to the place of the post of his doors, that after we put the temperament of Christ on, we would walk through the door, enter into the accepted time of fellowship with the Father. And the Father would give us freely the things we asked for. But he was telling us, this is the life. This is the life that's going to become your life. This is what I'm doing. I'm creating a lifestyle of faith. But don't draw back. Don't ever draw back. You can't draw back. This is our life now. This is our life. And this is the buildup that he had going on. He took a long time with us in this series to bring us into this life of faith. And I told him again early this morning, I said, listen here, Father, I am not going to stop. I'm going to make sure that this house stays joined to you. We will stay joined to you. We will not lose this. The enemy that the Bible talks about, the enemy, how he comes to blind the minds of the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. He loves to try to blind them. I'm not going to let him blind our minds. The light of the glorious gospel, the word glorious there still means doxa, is going to continue to shine. God's opinions, and God's point of views, they're going to continue to shine. And God's opinion of us is saying, come on and live by this faith. You shall live by it. Doesn't say might live by. No, you shall. That's us. So over the next couple of meetings, we're going to continue to watch the buildup and balance you so you can actually see what God was really doing from beginning to end. And this, it's an amazing, amazing journey that we've been on. And we're not going to lose it for nothing here. We're not going to lose it. That's all I got for you today for the balance. So that's part one and two of the balance. I'm going to stop right there and we'll pour in again on Wednesday. I know some of you normally might not get on Wednesday, but try to get on for Wednesday's meetings. Don't try your best not to miss. Try your best not to miss any of the balances, because it's fully going to calibrate. I'm not obviously not going to go over all 60 some odd messages, but I am going to have the just by him. He's given me sections on this wonderful buildup. And Elder Allison says, wow, what a buildup. Truth in the inward parts. Wow. Truth of the process of the post experience. And Elder Donna says, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God.
Amen. Lord.
Praise God. Father, I pray that throughout this, the duration of this balance, I pray that you will completely calibrate. And I mean completely calibrate us and balance us in this truth so it becomes a truth that we will never leave. I pray in the name of Jesus that you fully open up our eyes to the journey that you took us on to bring us into the place of authentic faith. You revealed your righteousness to us. Out the gate, you revealed that we were righteous by being in the Rhema word. You were already establishing a position. Then you strengthened the position by the revelation of us dying to our own faith, coming into your faith. You continue to strengthen the revelation that you were building up to. You position us. And that's why I believe that we're so stable now, because you kept pouring it on. It's like you were burying us deep into this truth that we would never find our way out again. And so, Father, continue to calibrate us in this balance. Bless us, Lord God, immensely. And bring us to the full round, the rounding off of where we've come to. And help us to always, always appreciate what you've done. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. It's a sacred place you brought us to. Extremely sacred. And we're not going to leave it and lose it for anybody or anything. In Jesus' mighty name. Everyone that agreed, just say amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.